Albert Pujols has taken over the National League lead with his 31st home run in the St. Louis Cardinals' 6-2 win over the Chicago Cubs. Pujols had four hits. Yadier Molina homered twice as the Cards remain 8.5 games back of the Brewers in the Central. Atlanta's Tim Hudson combined with two relievers for a 1-0 win over Arizona. Arizona only mustered five hits in losing its fifth straight. That matches the Diamondbacks' longest losing streak of the season. Johnny Gomes was hit by a pitch from Brad Lidge in the bottom of the 10th to force in the winning run in Washington's 5-4 victory over Philadelphia. The Nationals' Ian Desmond hit a two-out homer in the 9th to force the game into extra innings. Pablo Sandoval hit a tie-breaking two-run homer with two out in the 11th inning to lead San Francisco to a 6-4 win over Houston. Also yesterday, it was the Reds 5-4 over Pittsburgh. Colorado beat the Dodgers 5-3, and San Diego a 4-3 winner over the Florida Marlins. In the American League, John Lester shut down Kansas City on three hits for six-plus innings in Boston's 6-1 win. Carl Crawford and Darnell McDonald hit solo home runs for the Red Sox. Curtis Granderson hit an inside-the-park home run to help the Yankees to a 3-0 victory over Minnesota. The New York maintained its half-game lead over Boston for the AL East lead. Alex Rodriguez returned to the lineup for the first time since July 7th after undergoing knee surgery. The third baseman was 0-5. Gavin Floyd pitched shutout ball into the 8th inning as the White Sox rolled past Texas 10-0 to take 2 of 3 from the AL West leading Rangers. Center fielder Austin Jackson threw out Kosuke Fukudome at the plate to complete a game-ending double play, giving Detroit an 8-7 win over Cleveland. That victory helped the Tigers open up a 4.5 game lead over the second-place Indians in the AL Central. Johnny Damon lost a grand slam to a video review in the 7th inning, and then he hit a game-ending home run in the 9th that lifted Tampa Bay over Seattle 8-7. Also yesterday, it was the Angels topping Baltimore 7-1 and Toronto blanking Oakland 1-0. In other Major League Baseball news, the LA Angels have scheduled a news conference for Tuesday when the team is expected to announce that it's agreed with pitcher Jared Weaver on a 5-year contract. SI.com first reported that Weaver and the Angels have agreed to a deal worth $85 million. The 28-year-old Weaver leads the American League with a 2.1 earned run average. He's 14-6 this season. The San Diego Padres have retired the number 51 worn by baseball career save leader Trevor Hoffman. Known for his menacing glare, high leg kick, and wicked changeup, Hoffman had 601 saves in a career lasting from 1993 to 2010. 552 of those saves were with the Padres. All-star closer Brian Wilson has been placed on the disabled list by the San Francisco Giants because of inflammation in his right elbow. The move announced Sunday is retroactive to Tuesday. Wilson hasn't pitched since he blew a save Monday in Atlanta. He began the season on the DL with a left oblique strain. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs fall 4-0 to Oklahoma City, while Omaha picked up a 5-3 win over Nashville. Iowa hosting the Red Hawks again tonight, while the Storm Chasers are at home again tonight in Omaha. They'll host the Sounds again this evening. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, police interviewed witnesses and looked for suspects Sunday after two men were shot and wounded following a San Francisco 49ers-Oakland Raiders preseason game. Meanwhile, the NFL and the mayors of the two cities jointly called for an end to intimidation and acts of violence at sporting events. A 24-year-old man who reportedly was wearing an anti-49ers t-shirt that contained an obscenity remained hospitalized in serious condition Sunday after being shot several times in the stomach. A second victim, a 20-year-old man, was treated for less serious wounds and a separate shooting also after the game. Saturday night's shooting in the parking lot at Candlestick Park evoked memories of another recent disturbing act of post-game violence involving two rival California pro sports teams, the near-fatal beating this spring of a San Francisco Giants fan outside Dodger Stadium on opening day of the baseball season. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Jonathan Baldwin spent Sunday's practice riding a stationary bike and doing work with a trainer on the sideline, his right hand heavily bandaged after he reportedly got into an altercation with running back Thomas Jones. Head coach Todd Haley would not address the situation that occurred last week, calling it family business. Neither player was available to comment following practice. Jones took part in the full workout in the Chiefs' first practice since breaking training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. They're trying to get back on track after losing their second preseason game Friday night at Baltimore. They play the St. Louis Rams in their annual in-state rivalry game this Friday night. With one terrific touchdown catch and a few bows to the crowd, Plaxico Burress showed his NFL comeback was complete. The wide receiver caught three passes for 66 yards, including an over-the-shoulder 26-yarder for a touchdown in his first game in nearly 3 years to help the New York Jets beat the Cincinnati Bengals 27-7 in a preseason game at the Meadowlands. Cam Newton will start Carolina's preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals Thursday night. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says Newton will play the first three quarters. Rivera says he has not decided if Newton will be the starting quarterback beyond this week. Newton started and played the entire first half of Friday night's 20-10 loss to Miami. He finished 7 of 14 for 66 yards. Newton also ran four times for 18 yards. Coach Jim Harbaugh remains confident that the 49ers will work out a fair new deal for two-time Pro Bowl running back Frank Gore. Harbaugh dismissed reports Sunday that Gore is unhappy with negotiations, calling it water cooler talk. Coach Mike Munchak is hoping the Titans soon work out a deal with Chris Johnson so the running back can get back to work and bolster a running game that is showing early promise. The Titans rolled up 198 yards rushing in a 17-16 loss at St. Louis on Saturday night. Rookie Jamie Harper ran for 83 yards on 11 carries and a touchdown, and Stephon Johnson ran for 68 yards. The Detroit Lions activated left tackle Jeff Backus, and he practiced with the team for the first time this season. The 11-year veteran suffered a partially torn chest muscle during the offseason. He started 160 consecutive games. Well, points leader Kyle Busch pulled away from Jimmy Johnson after a restart with two laps to go to capture the Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway. It was Busch's fourth win of the season and first win at Michigan. Brad Keselowski was third, followed by Mark Martin. In golf, Fred Couples knocked in a 3-foot birdie putt on the third playoff hole to defeat John Cook and win the Senior Players Championship for his first major victory on the Champions Tour. Couples missed a birdie on 18 that would have given him the win after trailing by two strokes most of the day. Cook held a share of the lead for 9 holes but bogeyed number 16 and missed birdie putts on the final 2 holes to force the playoff in the final major of the season. Webb Simpson shot a 3-under-67 in the final round to capture the Wyndham Championship for his first win on the PGA Tour. Simpson finished 18-under par for a 3-shot win over George McNeil. Susan Pedersen rallied to win the LPGA Safeway Classic on Sunday, overcoming a 9-stroke deficit with a 7-under par 64 as she beat Na Hyun Choi with a par on the first hole of a playoff at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. In the playoff, Choi's second shot on the par 4 18th went into the water to the right of the green, and she missed a putt for bogey before Pedersen sank her winning putt. And in horse racing news, 3-time Kentucky Derby winning jockey Calvin Borrell has been arrested on a drunken driving charge in Indiana. The 44-year-old Louisville, Kentucky resident was released on $100 bond Sunday morning from the Vanderburgh County Jail in Evansville after being arrested the night before. He was due in court today. Borrell won the Kentucky Derby aboard Super Saver in 2010, Mind That Bird in 2009, and Street Sense in 2007. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.